Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thank you. Yeah, it was very special. I don't know who ended up leaking it, but you must have been waiting outside the courthouse for an entire week or something. I mean, for me, I love to keep my life as private as possible. And, you know, that's what we tried to do with me, my wife, and my family. But, you know, obviously, in this world, that's not how it is. It's almost kind of disrespectful, if you will, by doing that. But it is what it is. And, shoot, can't do anything about it. Guys, I have a wife.
I've done expensive ones. I've done 10-minute ones on the beach.
So you're a go-to. Find out the difference. Which is better?
Anyway, Tua Tagovailoa talked about a lot of different things, including getting married here recently. And
Mazel tov to Tua.
Everybody was kind of surprised by the news that leaked out here, but it wasn't any of those writers or media members that were there. It wasn't. And the courthouse, apparently what happens at the courthouse doesn't stay at the courthouse.
No, or, come on. You know
well,
that.
Well, it's public record.
That's what I mean. You can get it. No.
A, it's public record. B, if anyone is walking around that courthouse or anywhere within 100 feet and they're a half sports fan down here, you're not going to notice Tua, his family, and some woman like just standing there, like something's going on.
I picture Tua going out like how Johnny Manziel goes to a club. Like,
right.
He like wears like glasses fake mustache, and a fake beard
right.
and stuff.
Right.
He's very private.
So listen, man, I appreciate it. And he was very nice about it. He wasn't mean and, you know, like, don't you have other stuff to do? So I just say this to Tua because he wasn't very excited, wasn't very happy about the news and all that stuff. Like, look, man, I don't know how to say this, but you're the biggest name in this town. You're a starting quarterback for the Miami Dolphins in a big football market like every other city that has the NFL. Everybody wants to know everything about you. Now, I get it. You live in a private community. You can, you know, whatever happens behind closed doors is private. But that's just people want to know a lot about you. We haven't had anybody like this in a long, long time. People want to know about you. People want to watch you throw it. They like to see it, whether it's the ball thrown short in a practice or the ball thrown perfectly in a practice. It's going to get millions of hits. You are popular. You are one of the few guys in this town when you do something can get 2 to 7 million
right.
hits
10 million
on social media.
First one, yeah.
So it's, you know, it's just part of you can make a lot of money doing it. And the better you get, the more money you can make on and off the field, you know, for who you are. You know, being the quarterback at Alabama and everything that's happened here so far. And, my God, if you ever end up being really, really good, your life, you won't be able to count it all.
No, my
God.
You know,
the guy working for you is going to have trouble counting it all. So,
great grandkids will be counting.
Look, man, I get you want to be private. Sounds great. It does. I just recommend this to him. When you get in, if you're going in today to watch tape on your off day, I don't know if he's staying home or going to spend some time with that new wife, but I would just say this. Call Danny. Say, hey, man, you got a few minutes. Can I talk to you? And now Danny can go through social media. So I want to be fair. He didn't have that, and we didn't have phones that also click pictures
right. Can't take
like
pictures,
they do right. Now, right?
Videos.
So it's a different time. We didn't have anything. You could be a complete ass clown 7 days a week, and that's a
no
old camera was out there. Nobody
knew. Did
they
even have cameras? You had those like big boxes with like a light bulb you had to carry around, right?
Yeah, I mean, going way back, yeah.
Like you
could nobody
have,
had.
No one had like a pocket.
So anyway, you could go out. You could go out short of somebody seeing you and saying something to somebody, you know, that might have wanted to know what was going on. But outside of that, you didn't have like they do today. And I get it. It's a lot more difficult. It's frustrating. You're out and you look up and people got 7 or 8 cameras on you. Right. Like, why? Why are you doing that? I'm holding hands with my girl. This is my girl. And all those things, but just to get an idea of what it's like to be the man in the town, just from that standpoint, go talk to Dan Marino. You got him right there. He's got his own office up there, and go do the whole thing. I'm serious, because as soon as you became the starting quarterback of the Miami Dolphins, and hopefully people are hoping you're the franchise quarterback, and you're a high first round pick. I mean, this is what comes with it. All this stuff comes with it. They want to know. They want to know as much. They want to know which family members are here. They want to know. They'll be talking if they see you out in a fancy car and it happens to be a $200,000 or $300,000 car. People are gonna, you know, they're gonna notice and see him. And by the way, when you blow somebody off, you're gonna hear about it. When you're really nice, you're gonna hear about it. Tua was so nice. He was so cool. Oh, he blew me off. I don't like him any. Right. I mean, he's gonna learn the whole thing. That goes for every guy, but especially the guy that, you know.
But that comes with being a top pick and a quarterback. You know, that comes with it. Comes with the territory. You don't ask for it, you get it. No one asks for that. You're going to get it. You go around town. You don't think someone takes a picture when he goes to a restaurant?
Tua's got pictures all the time. He's going to understand that. The only time you're going to have privacy when you go into that gated community.
That's it.
And you head home. And then things are private.
That's it. That's where you get it.
Hopefully, I'm guessing most people in those places are respectful to not bother you at night, and you're able to have privacy with your family and the people you want around that you trust the most. But
showing up at a courthouse,
no,
with a couple of family members, your wife, and someone's there who's a sports fan.
You want that thing private. You do
it
in your
backyard. Yeah.
Got a nice, big, beautiful backyard.
People still find out, though.
They might.
You have to eventually. You have to file for a marriage license.
No one would know if he ate McDonald's unless he showed up at McDonald's.
No, people would know. I mean, that's how they found out, because it's public record. What's the difference, though? It's not a bad story.
Yeah, right. Like, hey, it's okay if you're married.
No.
We've all done it. Some of us have done it more than once. We like it so much.
Let's see, he's like bummed out, like he married the wrong person, like your first, you know.
Hey,
don't get into mine. I don't get into yours since you've been dating the same person since the eighth grade. I don't want to hear from
you. Did you say you had a problem at your wedding, your first wedding, like they were trying to?
I prefer not to talk about my first marriage. Do I ask you the first date you went on in the third grade with your wife? Only girl you've ever been with, only one to ever be with you, and you want to try to get on me?
Well,
both of you.
Hey, why am I in the middle of this?
I'm private, like Tua.
Yeah, no. Hey, anyway, that was just a little part of the Tua story. But I have to ask our media people, like, but just going back to 2019 when this whole thing started with the tanking, Tua was still in college. I didn't get the question.
It was unnecessary.
Like, I don't know what – I mean, I get if you want to ask him, you know, stuff that has to do with him, with Deshaun or Tom Brady the second time.
Right.
But going back, not that many people still around that could tell you what it was like. Nick Needham was there. I remember Nick Needham, you know, was part of that. The X-Man was there to see it, but I'm not sure what Tua had to do.
The only thing he had to do with it was his name was in the background. When we're talking about losing games and tanking for Tua or getting the first pick and making sure you got your franchise quarterback. That kid was still in school.
Well,
he had nothing to do with what was going on down here or behind the scenes upstairs in those offices in Davie.
Yeah, so this is for Barry Jackson. I just want to say this one more time, specifically for Barry. So Barry went hard on Brian Flores, who by the way stirred up all this stuff. There's no question. When he went out the door, he threw grenades everywhere. He had half the military because he just decided he was going about 19 different directions, from tanking to tampering to racism. He was hitting them all. He didn't miss a – when he was going out the door, he forgot about his money for just a second and said, hell no, and was not very happy with everything. But the tanking thing, I just want to say this fundamentally about tanking, whatever they thought at the top and whatever the game plan was for ownership or some of the people that work at Hard Rock. I just want to say this to everybody. There's no player or coach that's going to buy into tanking in a game. There's just not. And definitely not a player. And I do believe, I heard some of the coaches that were here said, we never talked about putting game plans, trying to figure out how to win some games, especially the way this thing started. Yeah. There's not one guy.
Not a Florida staff.
So I want to say this, just another follow-up. If Josh Rosen would have been the quarterback all season and quarterbacked all 16 games, we would have had the worst record in football, no question. But you made the mistake. The mistake was made. You had Ryan Fitzpatrick as the backup. And Ryan Fitzpatrick was actually so much better. I wanted to curse. He was a lot better. He was the leader of the team. And everybody knew day one he was a better quarterback than Josh Rosen. He was a better leader. He is one of the guys. He was leader of the men's club, and Josh Rosen couldn't get in the club.
Dude, Josh Rosen was terrible.
Was floating around by himself in the end zone, and 42 guys were hanging on Ryan Fitzpatrick, including the tight ends and the offensive line. So it's clear to the team who the quarterback needed to be, and Brian Flores saw it. And after six games said, I've seen enough, as in Josh Rosen can't play. We wasted a 2 and a 5. He cannot play. So that's real quickly. That's how simple this thing is. So the mistake was, and Josh Rosen was in play. He was going to play as hard and the best that he could. Just not very good, as you've seen.
Terrible.
He's been on 42 teams.
Joey started 3 games. He had 1 touchdown and 5 picks.
And Ryan Fitzpatrick, as you saw by the way this team played the last 9 or 10 games, we were competitive or had a winning record in the second half in the last 9 games, 5-4. So I'm not saying you have to like it, but I'm just giving you facts about the whole situation. There's not going to be a coach, not a Brian Flores thing or anybody else that go, hey, man, sure could we lose a couple more games. Okay, ain't going to happen with me. Not going to happen with me, my coaches, or my players. And if I even look like I'm doing it, my players will quit on me.
Right.
And I got a big problem because you're going to get rid of me because they know I'm not playing the best players. So I just wanted to put this in a nutshell and there's a lot to get on Brian Flores. He shouldn't get a hall pass.
No, he's not going to.
You know, not getting along with guys. Went through
100 coaches.
Went through a lot of coaches.
And the last year we had 9 offensive coordinators.
And, you know, couldn't get along, which is still amazing that grown-ass men in front offices can't get along with the coach. But, listen, he shouldn't get a hall pass on that either.
Well, our GM, you know, or our coach doesn't get a hall pass for that.
Got to work on that stuff. But I just to break down that tanking thing, you know, like, Brian, they told him what he needed to do. Like, what's that mean, Barry? What? I mean, you want to get on Brian Flores. You can't get on Brian Flores for trying to win games. And anybody was like, if you want to say we should have just played Josh Rosen all year and said no matter how bad he is,
done it.
No matter how good Ryan Fitzpatrick is. But the problem is everybody saw Ryan Fitzpatrick is so much better than Josh Rosen. It wasn't even close.
When it came to the tanking part of trying to get the number one pick, the general manager signing Ryan Fitzpatrick ruined it.
So can I just say the second and the final part? Because I saw Barry brought up Joe Burrow. I don't know. That wasn't the only really good quarterback from day one.
Another great point. There were two guys right there.
And there's nobody out there can tell me right now Joe Burrow took his team to a Super Bowl and put up big numbers with a terrible offensive line. No question. Does anybody know in the big picture thinks you're going to tell me Joe Burrow is clearly going to be better than Justin Herbert? And by the way, they're two top 10 quarterbacks right now.
Right.
I mean, they're trying to knock on the top five. They're knocking right now in the top five. So, I don't know.
One's way out ahead of the other.
What?
One is way out ahead of the other, man.
One just took his team to the Super Bowl.
I mean,
I know
what
you're talking about.
If I had to give you a choice between the two of them, I don't think there's any debate.
No, we're talking about, but Barry left that out. If like,
no, Barry was wrong on that. Like he didn't mention that part that like they could.
Well, you got to mention the
Herbert.
Whole thing.
Yeah, that was not fair to not mention.
There's a big picture,
but I think Burrow
picture.
Was significantly better.
Well, that's stupid. That's a dumb comment.
Okay. I don't know.
I disagree.
One guy
that.
Went to the Super Bowl. The
it
other
doesn't.
Guy
okay,
can't
I
even
said
win.
He
the
did.
Team can't even win.
I mean, that's
it's not like
that's
the Bengals assembled.
There
some
is
kind of
nobody
team
out there that's
going to
sell me after 2 years.
By the way, they also have our receiver.
He's talking about Jamar Chase.
Well, we can't have them all, Woody. Jeez.
We could have. We could have.
They didn't screw around in the draft.
But I have a question. Do you take what Jimmy Johnson says as an NFL analyst?
No, he doesn't, because Woody knows a lot more than Jimmy.
Because you know what Jimmy Johnson said on TV?
That's true.
Jimmy Johnson on TV said, if I'm starting a franchise right now in the NFL and I have the number one pick, I would take Justin Herbert. He said that.
Now, listen, man, the only reason I'm bringing this up, because Tua's our guy, right?
No,
in between
I get
them,
that.
Right between
the
field goal posts.
There's two parts to Barry's article, and it's right.
But, like, somehow Barry got so jacked up about, you know, when company
the
line.
Number one pick.
And like, hey, Barry, I don't know if you noticed or maybe you don't think he's very good, but the guy taking sixth,
not
pretty
bad.
Damn good.
Yeah, not bad.
He got better numbers than Dan Marino after 2 years.
Yeah. God, that throw of my mouth.
He's not as good as the other guy, but he is very good.
So it's coming around.
Hey,
I'm gonna hold. Hey,
no,
hey,
the
Zach,
Bengals have both.
Zach,
of
we're gonna hold on. Let's go ahead and hold on for about another 1 minute. He's gonna go. Well, they are a little closer.
It's
than 8:19.
What's the answer gonna be at 9:19?
I'm waiting for Barry's next article. Where he talks about we could have had Burrow and Chase.
Maybe this is a 5-part article by Barry. I don't know.
Nah, he got a little fired up.
Well, he did get fired up. I get what he was saying about
everybody's
that.
Like Joe. We could have had Joe Burrow if he would have played along. We would never. And I'm like, hey, man. We still had some other guys out there through the years if you're, you know, against this Tua thing. Now listen, I'm moving on. I'm off Barry's article, and I'm moving on to Tua being our guy.
By the way, you start Josh Rosen that whole year, you go 0-16. I don't think you win a game. Do you see his stats? You see the way he played?
Well, no.
Well, you just can't look at his stats and you pop it out. I said he was going to go 2-14 or 1-15.
His first three games were so bad. Well, everyone saw enough.
By the way, when you're giving up 50 or 60 and a perfect quarterback rating, it ain't just the quarterback.
Joe, there was
the defense
there
was
no attributes
right there.
That guy. And it's obvious. The guy's been stuck on a team for longer than a month. He's on practice squads and he's third string. This guy's not a good quarterback. I liked the whole trade in the beginning. I was one of those guys.
At least you're staying honest to that part.
I am. I loved it. 2-5 for a guy who was a top 10 pick. Let's take a chance. He stunk. He was bad. He's a bad quarterback. He's not even decent. He's bad.
All right.
0-16.
Let's go to break. We're running super long here. Everybody's starting to come around as we get going on this thing.
How quickly till Justin Herbert is a Hall of Famer in Hollywood's eyes?
I mean, he's got to win something.
I say 30 more minutes.
Bro, you stop with the winning thing. Can you just admit he's pretty damn good?
Bro, he's not going to make the Hall of Fame going 500 his career.
What are you talking about, man?
His team is a lot better this year.
Joe Burrow is basically a lock at this point.
That's a dumb comment. 2 years. You. Anything else you want to say? I'm just going to keep going. Because you go from really the smartest guy in the room, the most educated, saying some stupid-ass stuff. He's going to Hall of Fame after 2 years, Joe Burrow.
What if he quits today? He's a Hall of Famer?
No, he's only got to play one more year.
Yeah, one more year.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, we got to go to break. We'll be right back.
Why can't we be friends? Sometimes we have topics and we can't be friends.
I do want to say this too, man, because this is what happens. We get in the middle of getting our hands slapped by the commissioner. And now, of course, how is this going to affect Tua Tagovailoa? Right.
Hot topic on the show.
It's not going to affect him. What happened to Stephen Ross? He doesn't even know the other guy that wears the Brady jersey. He doesn't even know that guy.
That's so bad.
He doesn't even know who he is. Like, who's the guy that he's with Stephen Ross? He's security? No, someday he could be the new owner of the team.
Bucks or Pats, by the way?
That's a good question.
Oh, wow.
Or is it just like generic TB12?
No, you know what?
Brady's got some of that cool gear on his website.
I don't know, but you're going, okay, Bruce, you made it real clear. You're tight with Tom Brady, okay? I mean, now you're wearing it. Come on, calm
ooh,
down.
Now saying that, it better be a Bucks one. If it's a Pats one, that's even worse. At least the Bucks one, you could, you know, like we all had a smile on our face when he left New England.
Please don't.
I mean, maybe he was doing it to try to woo Brady to come here.
I mean, a Pats jersey?
He goes to parties with him. He throws parties and Tom comes. But so I just.
You'd wear a Brady jersey too if Brady invited you to a party.
I don't own a jersey, would he? Except my own.
I don't know. Joe would wear his own jersey to the party.
I didn't buy them, but they give them to me. Hey, why are we doing this? Like, there's so much going on. We got camps and, you know, and a lot of guys to talk about. And I know we always want to talk about Tua. So the national media have decided how much is this going to affect Tua Tagovailoa
right.
with what's going on with the owner and potentially the new owner. The answer is nothing. It's not going to affect him at all. Owner can't be around till the middle of October, and the other guy can't be around for the year. I don't even know who the other guy is. There's a chance Tua wouldn't know who he is.
Nah, he probably walked by him. He has no idea.
Sees him in the locker room, goes, right. Hey.
Look at that guy.
I think he's introduced me to him. Are they related? Is that his brother-in-law's?
Nah, you wouldn't know. Come on. Why would you know?
And he made it pretty clear yesterday again, and we'll play it. I feel like these guys got my back that are here.
Oh, yeah. No, he said it. You're right.
Mike and the gang. I'm not going above Mike, but Mike and the gang got
my
back.
That's all that
matters. Don't care about those other guys in that building, but Mike's got my back.
Head coach, coordinator.
The team's got my back.
Right, players.
Coaching staff.
That's it. That's it.
He's got to pull one of those Tony Sperano's and just say, remember how he used to say.
Us against the bleeping
world. Us against the world.
Right.
And we're going to treat you like that on the plane and every. That's it.
We haven't gotten to that point yet, right?
Oh, was that an awkward. Oh, when that jet took off with Ireland and that was the day life changed for all of us.
Still the most awkward little presser picture I've ever seen in my life. With Stephen Ross, Ireland, and Tony, and was it like the upstairs like room?
So Mike D was the president back then, and he got same treatment. He could care less. I don't care what your title is, man. I don't want you around. Mm. It was awkward, and let's be honest, when the husband's not happy,
oh yeah, no,
the wife
right.
is not happy, and Tony's wife, and God bless Tony, we lost him, but that wife was a fireball. She was pissed. Mm. Didn't talk to me.
I had a first class on those planes workout.
Well,
they always brought their wives, right?
I'm glad you brought it up because there was never another team that brought more wives than Tony. And then Jeff Ireland decided it was awkward because Tony and Jeff, he obviously didn't like him.
Oh, yeah.
Because he didn't tell him and jumped on the plane. They put Ireland in a bad situation. So he thought somehow he was going to sneak out there and see Harbaugh and not tell – Tony.
No reports.
So now that's done. Tony pulled the Italian special. Italians can hold a grudge now. I've been around a couple of Italians. They're really good friends of mine. They can hold a grudge. And that thing doesn't leave.
And the wife?
Portuguese people, they're good. They're fine. They let it go. They're just glad to be here. But so I remember in the first row of first class. On one side was Tony and his wife. On the other was Jeff and his wife.
Like in the same row? They didn't sit a row?
No, not next to each other, but, you know, separate sides in the thing. And you could feel the friction because you had to go get off the plane. Everybody had to go up to the front to get off. And it was like, ooh, this is just nobody's talking.
Oh, I would have put you in row two just to break it.
And
I would have loved to have put you in row two.
Everybody, and you're like, and it was the old. As soon as it came out, Tony said, guys, us against the world, my coaching staff and you players, and F everybody else in this organization. He wasn't joking.
I know.
GM, I mean, president.
How does that happen? How does that happen?
Even the security guys go, yeah, the missus said, don't talk to you.
Oh, my God.
So, wow.
I can't even imagine that for a franchise, a football, an NFL
listen
team.
Man, it's not a good situation. It's just,
where was Stephen Ross in the middle of all that?
Well, he's not on the team plane.
I know, but
got his own jet that he flies.
Forget about the jet. You know that your general manager and head coach would fight in an octagon if you let them. Like,
no, yeah. Tony would have kicked.
I know he would have kicked his ass.
Kicked the crap out
but
of
what
him.
I'm saying is these two guys and their wives can be a tag team wrestling match on WrestleMania. How do you not go in there and be like, dudes, listen, we have to get on the same page.
When it's bad after that situation, one of the others got to go.
Right. Yeah.
Like, you well, come
they
back.
They did.
You got to make a change because it's not just, you know, the other classic, and I don't think anybody minds me saying this. I've told you this before. We're at a Chargers game that year, and Bo's on the field. He goes, you looking down here? Because we can talk to him all the time. Mm-hmm. I like to shoot the breeze with him.
Right.
Hey, how good she look? He goes, she looks, you know. I mean, I'm just being, you know, hey. And we're during the break and stuff. So Bo says, look over at the bench, behind the bench. And I look. Put the binoculars
right,
up.
I was about to say, where are your binoculars?
It's Tony's wife.
Behind the bench on the field.
Decided.
During the game.
She was so pissed.
She
refused
sit
to sit in the owner's and general manager's box. And sat down by the water coolers or the Gatorade.
Right.
And it was like, oh, no. I remember sitting up there going, you know, this is all going on. The drama's right
That's awkward, man.
This is us against the world.
Including my wife. She's down here with us.
But you do understand if something happened. Our wives are the same.
Oh, no, of course.
Somebody does something, your wife would be the same.
She got my back.
How about your wife? Yeah.
That's it. Not even a question.
Yeah. Mine would be quiet about it, but she would, you know, I don't like what they're, you know.
Right.
Keep it with.
They got your back. That's the whole point. But let me tell you something. Hearing that, seeing what's going on now, NFL comes down, Stephen Ross needs to win. Otherwise, what's his legacy going to be down here? Seven different gates, bully gate, this gate, that gate. Coaches hate each other.
Zach,
general managers hate each
other.
Zach,
I'm just telling you, I don't know what's going to happen this
year. A terrible legacy as an owner.
But this is not going to affect the team, what just happened.
No, I get that. I'm talking
just keeping it separate.
That's fine. I'm talking Stephen Ross himself.
No, it's a bad
look. I get the desperation. He's trying to win. I get it. Every owner wants to win. But, man, if he doesn't and he gets rid of this team some point in the next couple years – and all we know him for
I got news
is
for
all
him.
These gates and these things.
Well, how about the new guy coming in?
Well, that's it. Well, he's starting off on a bad.
Like
he already got suspended.
And by the suspension, one being more than the other, you're thinking, well, you were behind it and told our guy about the whole plan.
Right.
That friendship.
Man.
That went real well.
We're a much better news-related team than actually football team.
He's done a lot of good stuff, though, Tommy. It's not like...
No, he has, but think about all the stuff
we're an F1 market now because
right.
of him.
We're an F1 market. We have the tennis. We do this. We
listen,
do that.
Man.
We have
Joe's
World
tennis
Cup.
Tournament.
You right. sound like you're turning a little bit, but I'm still a Stephen Ross guy. I don't want to get rid of Stephen Ross
as an owner.
I don't want
to get rid of Stephen Ross. I'm looking at the big picture.
I have no issue with what he did. I think the execution of his plan was
terrible.
Sloppy,
right.
But, like, his heart was in the right place.
I told you guys the first thing.
That's the greatest thing ever. Like,
I told you guys first thing when we went on the air after this. He's 82 years old.
He's desperate.
And he is desperate to win. That's exactly what I said. He is desperate to win. And we got people that said he's got to go. And I go, I don't know. I don't know if I agree with you on that. He spends money. He's got one problem. He listens to people
right.
he shouldn't listen
to. You're right. That's what
he's
it is.
He's had a lot of people in his ear through the years.
I've given him terrible advice.
And a lot of them aren't around anymore. But, you know, you got to trust somebody when you're getting a business you don't know. This is not his business that he knows and has become worth $8, $9, $10 billion.
He's got a long list of ask lines he's listened to.
A lot of owners that could have, like, if, you know, they didn't want to put the money up to fix the stadium, they could have threatened to leave or something like
you're
that.
Right.
You see that all over the place. He paid for it.
Correct. He saved tennis.
He brought Formula One.
Right.
Nobody else was going to pull that one off and go after it and do
that. They have like a drone racing league or something that.
Why
do
you
got to
bring that up? We're into good stuff. He brought some great
World
soccer
Cup
events.
Games are coming. Yeah, big soccer. Right. He's done a lot. I'm not saying that. I'm saying what this guy's legacy is going to look like.
We got Canes football Saturday.
Yeah.
Right.
Mario in the game.
Right.
Keep that thing busy.
Oh, no. The people working at that stadium are busy.
But you know what he said? I didn't say this is what Stephen Ross has told everybody. Let's talk to him. It's all great. I care about one thing.
Wants a win.
I want my football team to win.
I get it.
And by the way,
I'm with him on
we're
that.
Not even pigs here. Just win a friggin' playoff game, bro. Win a playoff game. Hey, right now I want to tell you before we come back here, 305-567-0560. I want to talk to you about sports-related injuries. I hate talking about them, but, boy, I'll tell you what. Sooner or later, they happen to all of us. Boy, I'll tell you, 60s have been rough. But if you're going through it or somebody in your family's going through it, you want to go to one of the top sports medicine programs in the country, top 50. It's really hard to beat Baptist Health South Florida and what they built with Miami Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Institute and those very special doctors. Yeah, people ask me all the time, where do the pros go? I go, oh, pro, okay, there you go. Enter Miami, the Miami Heat, the Florida Panthers, and the Miami Dolphins all trust those great doctors and specialists they put together, handpicked to come down here and make up one of the best teams in the country with tons of experience for the knee, shoulder, foot and ankle, hand, back, hip and knee replacement. Oh, by the way, got a brand new facility for physical therapy I've been going to where all those great doctors are in Broward County now, right off 595 in Pine Island Implantation. You see the pineapple lit up at night. That's where it is. Easy to get to. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. One goal every day, Dr. Swartzen. Get you back out playing the sports you...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Love the most. I'll tell you something really cool, especially for kids. Those monster trucks. I think at some point everybody that's lived down here
has went to one of those.
I mean, it's been around forever. Those big ass trucks jacked up and those big wheels rolling over each other, flipping upside down.
Right.
Guy gets out and waves to the crowd. Those cool names.
Gravedigger was one of the
That's it. That,
yeah,
was, the
that
one.
Was the big one. The
that
other
was
day.
One.
Well, it's funny you said that, Joe, because Monster Jam
really
is coming this Saturday to FLA Live Arena. For more ticket information, go to FLALiveArena.com. And we have a 4-pack of Monster Jam tickets to give away right now. Right this second, we could do it. You want to do a caller number? You want Hollywood to make up a name of a truck? What do you want to do here?
No, because it gets raunchy, and I'm not going into that.
Well, what
again,
was the,
so.
The no, name no, of the, no, the no, winner just, from the other day?
Let's just do this. That's not funny anymore, Zach. Let's just do caller number two today, Woody. Cool. Let's just go caller number two.
All right, caller number
Same
two.
Same amount of games Rosen would have won as a quarterback.
Well, then we're going caller zero.
2-14.
305-567-0560. Caller number two right now will win a family four-pack of Monster Jam tickets for this Saturday at FLA Live Arena.
All right, 305-567-0560 on the text machine. I know we've had a lot of them coming in, and everybody's going to have a lot of strong opinions on a lot of things that have been said here, and I understand, and that's why we do this.
Let me do this while Hollywood's getting the winner, because a text just came in, and I want to get your opinion on this. When Ross sells the team, the NFL is going to block the sale to Beal after this.
Maybe.
Do you think that's possible?
Maybe.
Right.
Not a great way to come in.
Right, right.
Not a great way to come in with your other 31 partners. They're going, hey, we may have a little sexual harassment, but we're not tampering.
Right. By the way, if this was the suspension and the fine for Stephen Ross, what is Daniel Snyder's going to be at the end? His is so much worse.
He's already.
I mean, this is tampering and it was the worst.
I know, but he paid that
fine.
What was that fine? It was a joke.
Like five? Was it $5 million?
I don't know. And he was asked to give the team to somebody else. So he handed it to the person
wife.
He sleeps with every night or most nights.
I got nothing to do with
his
it
wife.
Anymore.
Yeah,
I got nothing to do with it anymore. 305-567-0560. Someone says one of the original monster trucks, Bigfoot.
Yes, right, I knew there was
the
a big.
Right,
I knew there was a big.
Bigfoot. Bigfoot.
That's
Gravedigger
right.
was the one that we.
Oh, that was the.
Yeah, the most.
That was the star of the show.
Right. I was going to ask if we got a winner yet, but I forgot we weren't giving the names out.
Anyway, what else you got coming up?
Let's see what else. Does Bruce Beal have a Twitter so we can troll him in the Brady jersey? I don't know if he does a social media account.
Listen.
That's damning, though.
I think he's made it pretty clear he's a big, big Tom Brady guy.
Yeah, they're friends.
By the way, Mike Florio knew about him. So, oh, yeah, he sets him up on dates. And I'm like, oh, God, Mike, really? Like, they knew everything about him. So, anyway.
Bro, here's the thing. Everyone's a big Tom Brady guy. Brady's the coolest human being walking the earth.
Are they hanging out with him?
No,
going
but,
to parties and having
saying,
parties?
Like,
that's a lot. That's
who's
a lot.
Cooler than Tom
Come live
Brady?
Live next to him?
Find me someone cooler. Like,
Tom's pretty
big,
cool 45
Everyone's a big
year.
Brady
yeah.
guy.
Looks good. Yeah.
He's cooler now that he's not in New England.
I'd have to say he looks good. I'm not trying to hook up with him. But
Listen, man, I don't know, but he...
But he's like the coolest guy we have.
When you win that much in some of the way, yeah. The GOAT.
He's a treasure.
All right, treasure. What else you got? Run the treasure, what happened to us?
Right.
Well, listen, you can't fault them for trying. Just poor execution.
A terrible execution.
Ross
Ego.
Is responsible. Yeah. What?
Nothing.
Ego, yeah.
Ross is responsible for this dumpster fire called the Finns. Please go down the list with Ross's bleep ups. Ignore Joe. He won't say anything.
No, but I said that when it comes to the legacy of him being the owner of this team. He has done plenty for this team when it comes to what do we need to do to get Super Bowls? What do we need to do to get better? What can we do better around the stadium, the tennis, the F1, everything. As an owner in that regards, he has been great. He has been great. He has listened, and Joe, you've said it a million times, to the absolute wrong people when it comes to what to do with this actual football
team. He's responsible
team.
At the end of the day.
And
by the way,
if he doesn't win, that's going to be the legacy in the background.
And the press conferences he's done.
Horrible. That's why they don't let him
sometimes
talk.
I can just see Jason
right.
Jenkins running for the mic like, no, no, don't do it. But I was being, no, you can't do that. Yeah.
Yes. You take one thing back in the last 12 months, you don't think it would be the Flores goodbye presser?
Terrible.
You take one thing back in the last year.
I came in the next morning and I said,
are you kidding?
This is going to be a disaster because Brian Flores, just with what you said, might have cost him a head coaching job.
And you don't think he's pissed
and
about
he's
it?
He's pissed,
yeah.
Yes.
Here you go, Joe. You'll like this. Dan Marino, Nat Moore with an ownership group should buy the team.
That'd be great, Dan Marino.
Can I tell you something?
Please
Neither
do.
One of those guys want to get that involved at this point in their life.
Really?
No.
Well, I'm guessing we could buy the team.
70 and 60. They don't want to be in. They. It's a big job, man. By the way, you don't think he's watched Elway? See how that went?
Yeah. Oof.
Elway went from, like, great to going out on the field and hearing a few boos.
I mean, he's a quarterback that couldn't find a quarterback.
Yeah. Not through the draft.
No.
He didn't get Peyton to come in.
I mean, he got
in.
Peyton with a broken neck and they won a Super Bowl. I get it.
Without a doubt, the coolest guy is Joe Rose. He's smooth, articulate, humorous, and comfortable.
Look at that. You comfortable right now?
What? And it's in quotes, too.
Well, that's nice. Thank you.
Are you comfortable right now?
I'm comfortable.
Very like comfortable. The second, right?
He's trying to say you're like Brady, but that's just not true.
No. Mm. Well, he's polished. Tom Brady's polished. I'm not very polished. My hair is from time to time, but nothing else. What else you got, Woody?
A friend of mine has a monster truck on it that says the name something Crasher, Bleep Crasher.
Is it a bad word? It can't
very
be.
Very bad word. It's the word that we don't say.
I know, but you can't have
the C word. The C word.
Oh,
no,
oh,
you can't have that and go Jeez. To the kid. You can't have that with all the kids that go to that. That's kid driven.
Right.
Oh, no. That's not in the show.
Oh.
He's
That's
just
the guy's
got it?
Personal truck is called that.
Oh.
How do you do that, man?
Oh,
that's
my God.
That's not cool. You said the C word, right?
Oh, yeah. No, the bad. Yeah.
I don't know about you. That word is. I've heard guys in fights say it, get mad, and people are drinking and say it to their loved one, and I go, that relationship's over.
No. Yeah, that's you're done.
Ross is a putz. The Dolphins will never win as long as he's the owner and Greer is the GM. By the way, a lot of the only person that's still left is Greer. Like,
right.
A lot of that.
Of course. The great survivor.
There's a lot of fun and optimism surrounding the Dolphins until they got rossed, and now we're back to 2019 talk. It's true.
Rossed.
That is true.
That, by the way, this is the problem with what happened on the outside is now we go back, like I said, there's three parts to it, right? Tanking, tampering, the racial discrimination's got no shot.
No.
I mean, whatever you want to say about Mr. Ross, that's – You can go back and look his track record. I mean, just got rid of his head coach who was black, but his GM who didn't get along with him is black too, and the assistant GM is black.
Yeah, no.
Nat, Jason,
we got
a lot of guys.
No, of course. That's I didn't believe in that.
I don't think that's going to happen.
The other two things.
Now, the other thing I think is what Brian Flores fired up. He's still tanking mad.
Who's a more incompetent cheater, Steve Ross or Jorge Mas? Texter asks.
I don't know that cheater side of Jorge Mas.
Well, I think they had that issue with the
soccer
team.
With like the general manager didn't know what the – yeah, come on.
I don't know.
So I got to tell you, I don't think the owners know all the rules.
Yeah, probably not.
But he got to have somebody hired in there that knows about salary cap and how many players over a certain amount of money. Yeah, but I don't think he was. That's when he shut down the whole radio thing right after that.
That's right. Yeah. Oh, I mean, that was a.
The Dolphins will be lucky to be 1-3 by week 4.
Is that you talking or a texter?
Guy, by the way, 954, clarifying the truck is spelled with a K, not a C.
Oh, that makes it better.
I had to use a C. But, I had to use that because you guys wouldn't know what I'm talking about. Like, yeah. I could have gone with, like, with I get, the K, right. Kareem Hunt's
so
nickname.
So it's the C word with the
like, what do you guys call Kareem Hunt? His nickname. Kareem Hunt. Last text for the.
Is that Mike's brother?
Yeah, last text for the
Robert's
hour.
Brother.
Someone who wants to know how the round mound of Meow is doing.
Let me ask you, Zach. You're sitting here laughing. Are your animals skinny?
My dog?
Your dog.
Yeah. My dog's not fat.
Well, my cat's big.
Okay.
It's 22 pounds.
I'm laughing because you're the one who brought it up.
Why would you say that to him?
Like, why would you ask
why
if my dog is
fat? I'm waiting
to
see if somebody else had a fat animal. My dog's big, too. Happy. They're very happy animals.
I'm sure.
You think it's weird having a 22-pound cat?
I've never heard of anything
that.
Yeah, probably. I Googled it to see what it would look like. It's horrible.
It's not.
I mean, I Googled it.
You know what? Holding the thing.
You
it looks
asked
like
me
a,
if it's
like
weird.
A,
I said probably.
It's like a beanbag chair. Like, I mean, it's huge.
Before we get to the 9 o'clock hour, I sat down and was with Billy last night because it's really kind of cool to look at him at night. He's looking at me, and I said,
"Sharing a pizza."
I said, "Big fella, they're making fun of you." On I said, "You're 22 pounds, and we weighed you. You're every bit of it, but you're a beautiful cat, and you're happy.
That's all that matters.
And Big Billy, that's all I care about
right.
is you being happy. And if
He's
you want to eat,
and you're happy,
and you got the girls feeding you." My wife feeds you. My daughter feeds you. I come in and give you a couple. God bless you. Nobody's keeping track of the snacks flying through there.
Right.
You're eating the best food.
It's a cat living a good life.
Did you tell a family about the round mound and meow? That's a great nickname.
Always got to make fun of something.
No, it's a great nickname.
Afraid to laugh.
This guy says, come on, the cat's
fat.
A little portly.
Well, I was just checking. I didn't ask any of you guys if you had a heavy animal.
Well, I mean, I don't have a
no.
heavy animal.
Mine's not. It's senile, but it's not.
By the way.
What kind of animal? You have a cat?
Yeah, sadly.
No. I will tell you.
Last see cat, that? Last okay, cat I didn't realize that.
Well, I will
That's
tell
why
you.
He's all over you for a big cat.
First well, time, last time. With the cat.
Right, right, right.
Well, my dog's not exactly. So here, I don't mind telling this story. So we went and got this. Beautiful dog, long, long time ago, and we're the first ones of the whole, you know, 9 or 10 in the litter, and so we grabbed this dog,
golden doodle,
yeah. Beautiful dog,
right?
And so somehow Rosie got pretty good size, a little bigger than the rest of
okay.
brothers and sisters. So some of the members, because it was all we knew, the whole all that group worked
like
with
reunions?
Worked with my wife. They all, oh my God, we want one. So. So everybody had one, and they get together, and my beautiful girl would show up. And so they start getting on my wife, like, oh, it's what you're doing is wrong. And my dog has outlived every
Good
one
for you.
Of them.
It's worked. Whatever you're doing.
And right. It's a shot. You know who you are if you're out there, and you're going, is he talking about me? Yeah. If you had one of those, I'm talking
right.
about you.
How dare you if you're saying that, right?
Keep the text coming, by the way. We're going to read them right when we come back. Excellent stuff. Excellent stuff coming in. Very good.
I'm afraid to look.
We'll read them when we come back.
Why do people care if other people's animals?
I don't think they care, but people are making very funny jokes at your cat's expense.
That's
and
not
I,
very
I am
nice.
Enjoying them.
That's not nice.
So we'll read them. People have this much creativity. I think we should share it.
All right. We got 9 o'clock hour coming up.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.